views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm speaking to you today from the KKNW AM 1150 studios here in Seattle at Hubbard Radio. You may be listening on WBLQ AM 1230 in Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York. You might be listening on cable radio network somewhere across the United States through your television, or you might be talking, or might be listening somewhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio. And apparently I can't talk today, even though I'm on radio, live radio, whoopsie. But anyway, I'm so glad you joined me wherever you're listening from. We have a fabulous topic today, and I'm so excited. But first, I want to say hello to my better half in the studio who makes it possible for you all to listen to these wonderful conversations, Mr. Benny Mathers. Hi, Benny.
Hello, Christine. You're doing well as usual, and don't worry about it. I mean, it just makes you you for being more personal to everyone else.
Well, you know, I've been doing this for a year and a half, or whatever.
Yeah, but who cares?
And at this stage of the game, you know, as long as I'm not like sobbing away or tripping over, you know, words for more than two or three sentences, I'm good.
It makes it unique. If you're too polished, people will be like, really? What robots come in that? You know, it would just sound too animated, too electronic. So we're just going to go off the cuff and do 56 solid minutes of just you.
Okay.
We should, though.
And I didn't get enough sleep last night again, so,
maybe
you know, who knows what that is.
Yeah,
what?
Your email did come in at 1:30, I believe.
I know.
Wow, yeah, you were up pretty late.
Yes, and that's sort of the nature of my life these days sometimes.
It's all good.
But
it's
all right. Mm-hmm. You know, Benny, about a year ago, I went down to a conference in California. Mm-hmm. And while I was down there, I ended up going firewalking. Do you remember me telling you this story?
I remember, briefly, but the thing about firewalking is pretty intense anyway. So, by all means, tell us. Tell us again.
Well, I actually went down to a writer's workshop to hear Randy Davila talk about creating books, creating stories, creating whatever it is we want to publish in a way that makes it accessible and makes it, you know, of interest to people. And one of the things I learned is my primary goal is to teach. And so therefore, he helped me narrow down what my book's going to be about. And I'm actually working on my book now. I was really grateful for that.
So in search for that drive.
Yeah.
Is what you're looking for.
Yeah, I wanted the narrowed focus.
Sure.
So that,
mm-hmm.
And he was actually helping me. And I ended up staying for the weekend conference mm-hmm. and heard some wonderful people. In fact, I heard our guest today. Her name is Heather Ashamara, and she was speaking with Don Miguel Ruiz Jr. And, you know, I was really, really impressed. And I had heard that there was going to be this firewalking experience on a Saturday night, and I'm thinking, it's not something I really want to do. And at this stage of the game, I don't bow to peer pressure, you know. And I had a friend who's like, well, yeah, I'm going to do it. Aren't you going to do it? And I don't think so. But I went that evening and heard Heather Ash, who was leading the firewalking experience, talk about firewalking. And I just got into this state of being where I felt so alive and so energized and so connected. And I thought, I have to do this. And, you know, it's just not like me to do these kinds of physical adventurous things. But there I was walking across the coals, and I felt so transformed afterwards. Now,
gave me just chills right there. It's
yeah,
the opposite of being on fire.
It gave me the chills
of the story and you telling it. It makes me want to go do it.
And it was an amazing experience. And so I absolutely love Heather Ash. And she had a book at that time. She's the author of The Toltec Path of Transformation, Embracing the Four Elements of Change. And speaking of the four elements, she she's been working with Don Miguel Ruiz, who's the author of The Four Agreements, for a long time now. And she has written a new book. Now, I've been hearing about this book from friends. I've been seeing it posted all over Facebook from my Facebook friends, too. People are raving about it. And now I know why, because I've got a copy and I'm reading it and it's wonderful. The book is entitled Warrior Goddess Training, Become the Woman You Are Meant to Be. And before, you know, going into details about Heather Asha's background, I'm going to let her tell you a little bit about that. What I want to do is just to read a little bit of the foreword in the book. It's written by Don Miguel Ruiz. You know, he's published millions of books across the world. He is a spiritual master and teacher of the Toltec tradition. And this is what he says about the book. In the Toltec tradition, the last step before an apprentice becomes a master is when the student lets go of the teacher as a crutch for support and learns to walk with the strength of her own will. The traces of her teacher's lessons may remain with subsequent steps, but what shines through is the wisdom of her own experiences. Heather Asha Mara was once my apprentice, and now she is my peer. Thank you, Heather Asha Mara, for birthing this wonderful book. And talk about praise. And we are lucky to have her here today for conversation. Heather Asha, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Thanks, Christine. Hi, Benny. Wonderful to be here.
You know, Heather, one of the things I love about this book is, and your other book for that matter too, is you don't just talk about the concepts. You're not just assimilating all the many teachings, but rather you are integrating your own personal journey into the teachings, the things you've learned along the way. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about your journey, how you went from, you know, a published book after teaching for, what, a decade or so, and being on top of the world, right, getting your first book published, to leading you to this new book about the warrior goddess training?
Yes, I'd love to share that story. So I've always wanted to write a book. I started my first book when I was 7 years old and realized at that time I don't have enough to write about yet. So now I have plenty to write about because I've had lots of life experiences and amazing teachers and amazing students in my life. So my first book, Toltec Path of Transformation, was published a couple years ago, and really exciting, lots of celebration. But at the same time, the same week, my beloved husband, partner, business partner, teaching partner moved out and chose to go on a new road. And I was pretty devastated. It was, you know, there were signs, there was all sorts of things. I knew it was coming, but there is nothing like the, this is final, that happened. And so I remember picking up my book, Toltec Path, and opening it. And the first line of the book says, "Have you ever had your life turned upside down in an instant?" And I slammed the book shut and was like, ah!
From your own words.
Yes, in my own words. Oh. I'm like, okay. And my thought was, okay, girlfriend, you get to live it. Because here's the biggest transformation you've ever been through. How are you going to navigate this? And it was really the birth of the warrior goddess. I'd been teaching women. I had a program called 13 Moons. And yet my journey over the last year, that year, was one that really, really transformed me at a deep level. And I learned how to stay with myself, how to be with my process, to let go of who I thought I should be,
so stay with
or where
your...
I thought I should be.
So tell me a little bit more about why staying with yourself or staying with, you know, ourselves can be a difficult thing.
We often walk around. I visualize it that we have this other being that stands next to us, that's an imaginary being, that is who we think we should be, who others have told us we should be or are telling us we should be. It's this idea of perfection that so many of us have. And so instead of actually living in our skin and our experience, we're constantly comparing ourselves to who we think we should be or where we should be on our path. And it causes a tremendous amount of suffering because we're never really in our life. We're in that other being's life that we think we should be living.
It's sort of like being in a play as opposed to being authentic.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's vital I don't think I know. It's vital for us to let go of the should, the image of who we're supposed to be, the old stories we've told ourselves of where we should be now. Anything that's external that we're using to create a sense of value or any place we're comparing ourselves, all that we need to release so we can show up with the being that we are, which is really magnificent.
So when we're fully present with ourselves, as you said you were doing that year after your husband left, we have to face the dichotomy between who we really are and who we've been trying to be for others, right?
Yes. Yeah. And we also get to face any old emotions we haven't cleared, any old stories that aren't serving us. So it takes a lot of courage. It's the courage to turn around and face ourselves, our stories, our history, our wounds, and also our beauty, our vulnerability, our sweetness, our struggles, and to embrace and support all of us, all of ourselves.
Well, we're going to need to go to a quick break here. But when we return, Heather Ash, I'm going to want you to talk about the various lessons. There are steps that you lay out in your book about the warrior goddess training, and they're very powerful lessons in transformation. But we'll talk more with Heather Ashamara when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire.
What does a dentist of the year get? A little plaque. Welcome to Smile Big, where we offer cosmetic, restorative, and preventative dentistry. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Abdenard work hard every day for their clients to be happy to smile with the latest equipment for complete smile restoration for anyone. The sooner you call, the sooner they can help. Call 425-454-4040 or email scheduling@smilebig.com. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience, where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. 999-9836.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
On
the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Heather Ashimara. She is the author of a couple of books, including the really hot one right now, Warrior Goddess Training, Become the Woman You Are Meant to Be. Now, Heather Ash, you've been leading, you know, groups of women through transformation for quite a while. Where do people start out when they're looking for more? How do you excavate your way into your authentic self and to your power?
It starts with willingness.
Okay.
Willingness to dig.
Mm-hmm.
And also awareness. So one of the foundations is learning how to witness ourselves rather than judge ourselves.
Right.
So we're often
That's
experts.
A big one.
Yeah, exactly. We're often experts at judging ourselves, comparing ourselves, feeling like we're not doing it right. And we have that critical voice really loud, most of us do as women. And so learning how to shift from judgment to witness mm-hmm. or to discern what's true is one of the foundational pieces. And it's really learning to commit to ourselves in a new way.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first warrior goddess lesson, is commit to you. And
do women have a hard time committing to themselves?
Yes. Uh-huh. We're excellent at committing to everybody else,
right.
to caretaking others, to pleasing others,
uh-huh.
to making sure everybody else is okay. I was just talking with a woman earlier who realized from reading the book that not only did she put everyone else first,
mm-hmm.
she never even included herself
wow.
on the list of people to take care of. So that's the transformation that we're in, is committing to getting to know ourselves, mm-hmm. being our own best friend, being our ally, and putting ourselves in the equation.
Right, right. So once you commit to yourself and you begin to create that awareness, what next?
What's next is learning how to align with life. So we commit to ourselves, and just because we commit to ourselves doesn't mean life then magically unfolds perfectly with no glitches forever and ever.
Right, right.
Yeah, you know, we have this idea of, well, once I do it right, then everything will be perfect.
And oh, yes.
It is perfect, but it's not perfect the way we think it's going to be perfect.
Uh-huh.
So when we align with life, what we learn is where we can surrender, where is life is happening, and it's not in our control.
Mm-hmm.
That we can just rest into, I might not like this right now, but I trust there's something larger that's moving mm-hmm. through my life.
Mm-hmm.
And we also learn where we can take action to make change.
Mm-hmm.
And we learn to live in cycles, to live in the cycles rather than linearly. Which is a very powerful lesson.
Tell us more about that. What does it mean to be living in cycles?
Most of us live in what I call linear living, where we're looking at what steps do I have to take to be a better person, to be more spiritual, to be the best mom possible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and we put our happiness off. We think, well, when I lose 10 pounds, then I can be happy.
Right.
We have a list. Cyclical thinking honors really deeply that everything is about the cycles. And this is something that women know intimately because of our menstrual cycle.
Sure.
And the sun cycles and the moon cycles. So we have seasons that remind us. We have the cycles of the moon, new
uh-huh.
to full, that all remind us we're living on a round spherical planet that's hurling through space
right.
in a circle with other things going in circles around us.
Uh-huh.
So the circle is a spiral of change. It's the spiral of growth. And we honor that in our cycles, there's beginning and there's ending.
Right.
There's places that we are nourishing something and there's places that we are letting something go. And when we come back into the cycles, what I've found is that we cultivate a lot more patience, a lot more ease in our life because we honor and we love the death part of the cycle as much as the life part of the cycle. Both are important.
So let's talk about, say, an example in a relationship. What would cyclical living look like within the context of a relationship?
It would be to honor the beginning of a relationship as much as we would honor the end of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that our path with people, whether that's a partner, intimate partner, whether mm-hmm. that's a friendship, whether that's a business partner, that we come together and that we walk along the same path for a while, and then at some point, perhaps our paths will diverge. And so when we have that in our being, we can support ourselves in love through the beginnings and the endings. And to also know within a relationship, even long-term relationships, there's dips and flows. There's places where we feel more closeness or intimacy with our friends or a partner. There's places that we feel less, and that we don't freak out. Like,
right.
Oh my God, I'm not in love anymore.
Yep.
Or I don't like my friend anymore. But we just know things go in cycles. And mm-hmm. our intimacy, our connection, our communication, all of it is going to go in flow. And so we learn to stay steady inside of ourselves, mm-hmm. regardless of what the outer manifestation might be.
Which allows us more to be in the flow of what is, as opposed to trying to control everything and make it fit in this neat little box of this is what we want and it has to stay this way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And we get to laugh at ourselves. Right. I know I had a good giggle at myself yesterday because something happened. I was like, that's it. I'm out of here. And I had to just laugh. I'm like, oh, sweetie, you're so tired.
Uh-huh.
Oh, honey. You know, so then there's a sense of humor
right.
when I'm not appreciating the cycles, or I want somebody to be different, or I want myself to be different, or I wish I was somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
There's then that lightness of like, I know, and this is what is.
That's funny because I had a similar kind of moment last night. You know, a couple of days ago, I was feeling just so centered and kind of blissed out. You know, it was like things felt so perfectly aligned. And then yesterday evening, I found myself getting rather testy with my kids and you know, just with circumstances. And I thought, boy, you know, that's a big shift from yesterday to today. And I thought, oh, yeah, well, it's because I haven't gotten to my sleep cycle tonight and I really need to get to bed. It's like it's the certain lightness about, oh, yeah, it is. And it's fine. And things will change.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that's beautiful. Then to look at like, oh, I need more sleep. Simple.
Right.
How can I give that to myself?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Or how do I know I'm just going to be a little grouchy because I'm not getting the sleep I need.
Yeah. Right.
And how to not then put that out on other people or right. on ourselves.
Right.
But just hold.
Yes. And I think I told one of my sons, I said, you know, I have to tell you, I'm kind of tired and therefore I'm grumpier than usual, you know. So it's so he was warned and he understood.
Yes.
And then he says, so Mom, how do you think I feel? I've had a lot of homework this week or something along those lines. It's like, okay, yeah, we get each other, you know, we're both there.
Yeah.
So, we've committed to ourselves and we're sort of aligning with our lives and getting into sort of perceiving things in cycles and allowing them to flow through cycles without the resistance. What comes next?
What comes next is then continuing to clean what I call purifying the vessel.
Uh-huh.
That there's going to be places where we find ease in our life and then there's going to be places where we notice I'm struggling in this area, or I'm suffering, or I'm really attached. And so when we hold the vision for ourselves that we're a temple
mm-hmm.
and that we can bring those eyes of there's beauty here, there just needs to be cleaning, then mm-hmm. when the stuff, the grumpiness or the attachment or the fears arise, We don't say to ourselves, oh, you shouldn't be here, or it is the worst, I'm such a terrible person, that we just go, cleaning, time to clean.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of tools in the book about different ways to clean. And I see that what we want to focus on is our mind, cleaning our mind, so our mind is pure, clear, open. We're not attaching to the stories.
Right.
Cleaning our emotional body from old wounding and pain, so we come into the present with our emotions. Cleaning our physical body, so we're in a new relationship of actually being with this body rather than the body we wish we had. And listening to what does this body need. That's a really big cleaning. And as well as our energetic body. How am I in relationship with my energy? Where am I taking on other people's energy? Where am I leaking my energy?
Sure.
We purify that aspect of ourselves as well.
Yeah, and I think that we as women tend to be really uncomfortable with the bodies that we have. I mean, you know, even supermodels who are in magazines and on television, they talk about their own self-hatred of their bodies. You know, how do we get beyond that?
You know, what I do is, because I feel that, I'll feel that pull of going into judging my body. And I have to just remember, and all of us to remember, that what's being portrayed to us is not even real of what our body should look like. It's photoshopped.
Right.
So we're getting these images of not even real women. And so what I do now is I celebrate myself in the mirror as much as possible and go, ooh, look at those good, you know, ooh, look what's changing. And I also really look at other women. I look at women's last lines. I look at women's bellies. I look at, like, what's actually true. I'm looking for what's true.
Right.
And what's true is we come in all different shapes, sizes, manifestations.
Right, right.
And that as we age, things change, and it's pretty cool. I now look for where's the power, where's the grace, where's the beauty that's being expressed through this woman's eyes, through her heart.
Right.
And the package is the package.
Sure. And it seems like we're far more accepting of other people's bodies and the, you know, their looks than we are of our own.
Yeah. So that takes practice. That takes feeling that place of acceptance for others and then bringing it back to ourselves over and over again. And it's going to take time. That's the truth. You know, that's one of the things with the Warrior Goddess training is that I do believe miracles can happen and huge shifts can happen and our life can be changed in an instant.
Sure.
And I also know that there's some things that are endearing that take us more time to unwind.
Right.
And that when we recognize we're doing it for ourselves, but we're also doing it for everybody.
Oh, yeah, that's so important. We are, aren't we?
So powerful. We are. So the more I'm in acceptance of my body, that gives every other woman permission. The more I celebrate my mistakes and learn from them in a good way, the more that gives everybody permission to make mistakes and go, whoops, that was a really good one.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's try again.
You know, Heather Ash, we need to go to another quick break. But before we do, I want people to find out how they can reach you on the internet. What's your website?
Yeah, two websites, heatherashamara.com and warriorgoddess.com. So information about the book and the Warrior Goddess movement, warriorgoddess.com. And then my personal website with upcoming talks is heatherashamara.com.
And you're going to be in Seattle soon, aren't you?
I am. I'll be in Seattle Friday, November 6th for a talk at East West Bookshop. And then I'm coming back November 9th. On a Sunday for a workshop.
Wonderful. So. And you're going to be in New York soon too, right?
Yep. New York is next Saturday. I'm teaching at a Namaste bookstore.
Wonderful. Well, we've got lots more to talk about, but we need to go to a quick break. More with Heather Ashamara when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
The heart is a blue.
Are you interested in helping others by tapping into something more? Do you want to play a bigger role in the shift that is occurring on the planet? The 111 Activation is an energetic session which has helped many worldwide to quickly transform their lives for the better, to gain greater clarity, experience deeper spiritual connection, and express their soul's truth. You too can learn how to facilitate this powerful energetic activation for your friends, family, and clients, even if you have had no previous experience. Please join me, Christine Upchurch, for the 111 Activation Training Seminar in Seattle, November 15th and 16th, to learn a process that is being called expansive, life-changing, and profound. Come be a bigger part of positive change for others. For more information, please visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com. Or call 425-999-9836. 425-999-9836.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I am talking to the author of one of the hottest books on the planet right now, Warrior Goddess Training, Become the Woman You Are Meant to Be, Heather Ash Amara. Heather Ash, you know, I know that you lead women through transformation on a regular basis, and you've been doing it for many years, and you've been on your own journey. What are some of the most difficult hurdles for us to jump over, you know, circumvent, to move forward, to step into our power?
One of them is our fear of disappointing others or of upsetting others. There's that built-in, I need to be nice and make sure that everybody feels secure and happy around me that so many of us have.
Yes.
So learning how to get steady enough in ourselves that we can be present with other people's upset or disappointment without trying to fix it or change ourselves or change them. To be in relationship with whatever's happening around us and stay steady with what's true for us. That's one of the biggest challenges that we have right now. And making boundaries.
Oh, you know that, oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Ooh.
I really get that one. It's sometimes hard when we want to be everything to people to set some boundaries and say, no, this isn't good for me. And it seems like whenever we do have the courage to step up and set boundaries, it actually positively affects others, even if it seems like in the short term it doesn't.
Absolutely. I believe that's really, really true. And learning to set open-hearted clear boundaries mm-hmm. is a really important practice for us as women.
Right, right. So, you know, when I think about warriors, I think about power. What is power and what is our perception of power? And how does true power differ from, you know, society's perspective on power?
True power is about our relationship to ourselves, our ability to stay, as I talk about it, stay with ourselves, to honor our past, and to learn how to put really deep roots down so that we're steady in our knowing, connected to our intuition, connected to our happiness. Our old models of power are around how much money we have, who our mate is, how we're seen by other people. So we create a sense of value by what we own, what we buy, who we are, what job we have, all external. So we're in a revolution now, I believe, of coming back into really authentic, innate power and letting go of the external, I'm valuable if, to come back to, I am valuable, period.
Well, I think many of us have played that game for a long time, you know, done the career thing and achieved certain things, earned a certain amount of money, or, you know, played roles within the context of our families, you know, whatever it is, to please others. And there is some joy in pleasing others. But I think for a lot of people, they get to this point where it's just not enough. It's like they've achieved some things and they still don't feel that sense of deep connection and joy.
Yes. Yeah, we sometimes recognize we've gotten all the power from the outside and it still hasn't made us feel better inside.
Right, right.
Not actually bringing the happiness that we're seeking.
So as people go through transformation, and, you know, you've laid out some of the lessons that you talk about in your book, do women sometimes experience healings through their transformation?
Absolutely. And, you know, I was thinking about this the other day, that there was a friend of mine who had a really big childhood trauma that happened to her that she carried around with her for years. And in a circle, and she'd gone to therapy, I mean, she'd done everything, but it wasn't until she was in a circle of women that were holding her steady and that were really able to stay with her as she recognized that didn't define who she was. That was what happened, but it didn't define who she was. She got to define who she was, that the depth of the transformation happened. And so for women to be witnessed, to be held, to be seen is so valuable. And to recognize that regardless of what's happened to us in the past, regardless of what trauma we've been through, as children or even recently, regardless of how long we've been holding a pattern or feeling victimized by our life or being incredibly judgmental towards ourselves, that we can change our relationship with ourselves and, I believe, heal anything.
Well, I've seen miraculous healings as well, and I really do believe it's when getting into that vibration of perfection with what is, and it's, you know, we're running away from so much of ourselves, including our past, as you talk about with this example and you talk about in your book. Do you have any tips on how we can break free from our past?
One way is to honor the experiences, to not try and negate or push away, but to open to, this is what happened, this is the past. But to be willing to begin to support ourselves in shifting our perspective. And why I'm phrasing it that way is that we don't want to take an old story and just put a new story on it that we then try and live the new story.
What do you mean by that? Give me an example.
So example. So one of the examples for myself is around, let's just use my divorce for an example. Uh-huh. So the story that came up was a lot of old grief and sorrow, and the story of I didn't do it right, I should have done it differently. Uh-huh. And there was also a second story, which was you shouldn't be in reaction. You should be able to move on. You're a spiritual teacher.
Uh-huh.
You know, everybody lives their life perfectly. It's all perfect. Uh-huh. Get over it, girl.
Right, right.
So there was these competing things. And I recognize, I could really see the choice point. If I just stepped into, I should just be over this, and made that my new story, I'm fine. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Everything changes. Life is in cycle. You know, use my own teaching against myself, basically.
Sure. I think a lot of people do that with like, you know, spiritual approaches to reality,
totally.
To their lives. Oh, gosh, yes.
Yes. So we do spiritual bypass, is what I call it.
Oh, good. That's a good way of putting it.
A new story that's a better story that we like
uh-huh.
better,
right.
But it isn't really true in mm-hmm. our experience yet.
Right.
It's what we'd like to be true, but it's not true yet.
Uh-huh.
And so it's that place of holding all of ourselves, holding. So I got to learn how to hold myself, this little fragile, crushed being that I felt like,
uh-huh.
and recognize that wasn't all of who I was, but that was definitely happening. And just to be with that part of myself, as well as my strength.
Mm-hmm.
As well as my stick-to-itness. And so it took me a year to rewrite the story. You know, now I can talk about the end of the relationship, and I feel really clear about it and
right,
clean.
Right.
But I was willing, this is that place again, to stay with myself through my own healing, to not abandon myself to I shouldn't be having this experience.
Uh-huh.
And also not to cycle it, not to use it like, oh, see, this is why I'm so much in pain, because...
Uh-huh. It just is what it is. And
it is what it is, and I'm working through it, and
exactly.
I will get through. And it's also about who we cultivate, what friendships we cultivate.
Mm, oh, gosh, yes.
Right?
Who else is, who are external witnesses to our lives,
exactly.
and what stories are they creating based on what's going on in our lives?
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. And my dearest friend at the time, who was counseling me and supporting me, at one point she said, you don't believe you're going to get through this, do you? And I'm like, right now I don't. And
uh-huh.
she goes, okay, well, that's okay, sweetie, because I know you are, and I'm going to hold that for you.
Oh, wow.
Now, yeah.
that's a friend.
That's a friend. And
yeah.
she never, you know, said, how dare he do that, or how dare you do this,
right.
you know, or you should be in a different place. She was just like, let me just show up with my compassion and my love and my faith in you that uh-huh. you'll find your way through.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll witness.
That, and that's so powerful to have somebody bear witness to us and be accepting of where we're at and who we are.
Yes, exactly.
We have to go to another quick break, but more with the wonderful Heather Ashimara when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you interested in helping others by tapping into something more? Do you want to play a bigger role in the shift that is occurring on the planet? The 111 Activation is an energetic session which has helped many worldwide to quickly transform their lives for the better, to gain greater clarity, experience deeper spiritual connection, and express their soul's truth. You too can learn how to facilitate this powerful energetic activation for your friends, family, and clients, even if you have had no previous experience. Please join me, Christine Upchurch, for the 111 Activation Training Seminar in Seattle, November 15th and 16th, to learn a process that is being called expansive, life-changing, and profound. Come be a bigger part of positive change for others. For more information, please visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com. Or call 425-999-9836. 425-999-9836.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. Good one, Benny. I like the choice of song after talking about that heartache. Yes, indeed.
And being a warrior.
And being a warrior. That's right. We are talking to the author of Warrior Goddess Training. And I have to tell you, if you live in the New York area, I know I'm talking to some of you on WBLQ, or if you live in the Seattle area, we're talking KKNW AM 1150, or if you're going to be in either of those locations, and probably there's lots more places she's going, Heather Ashimara is coming to a place near you. So, Heather Ash, can you share with our listeners again about your event in New York and your events in Seattle?
Yes, New York. I'll be New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. The New York event is on October 25th at Namaste Bookstore. Mm-hmm. They're hosting it. And then November 6th and November 9th, I'll be in Seattle at East West Bookshop.
For an evening book signing, talk and book signing, and then all-day event.
Correct.
So you're going to be leading some women through transformation then on that Sunday?
Yes. Yeah, there'll be a workshop that we'll be doing that will go into rewriting our stories, looking at what the old stories are, and then how can we genuinely, from the heart, rewrite the story so that the story uplifts and supports us.
So, Heather Ash, how are you rewriting your story? We've heard about how you got left, you got dumped, you got hurt badly, and not only did you survive, you've learned to thrive through it. How have you rewritten that story? Were you a victim?
I was definitely a victim. And I was also a warrior at the same time.
Okay.
And so I was able to hold the victim part of me and recognize that's not the truth. And there's an experience from the past. Really what helped me in my healing was when I named what my experience was going through that big transformation in my life wasn't about what I thought it was. It wasn't about my husband. It wasn't about the divorce. It wasn't about how messy it got in our community. Mm-hmm. It was about childhood, older stuff, places I hadn't grieved, places I hadn't let go, places I'd abandoned myself.
Right.
So my rewrite was, I won't abandon you again.
Ah.
That's the new story.
And you're talking about yourself, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Myself.
Beautiful.
I realized I was very good at that.
Uh-huh.
And so that was the rewrite. And now I'm in a new rewrite of my life, which is about really anchoring in self-care and more presence and staying steady, even though things are incredibly busy and full and wonderful, and how to stay with myself in the way that I'm creating the spaciousness and the sense of possibility in my life constantly.
Right, right.
Excitement.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's very exciting because you've taken, you know, what you were teaching to, you know, many women, but not on a huge scale, and you're bringing it to the entire world. I mean, this book, Warrior Goddess Training, is very popular right now. So you've got this huge opening of, you know, helping to shift each woman's life, you know, lives, all these different women across the planet. How do you handle that responsibility?
It feels like what I'm here to do. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've always had that sense of I'm passionate about helping women and men and community, exactly, really. I love helping support communities of humans coming together.
Okay.
And women especially need healing right now. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just honored. I feel like I don't feel separate at all. I feel like I'm walking my journey, and I'm just inviting, hey, anybody want to join me on this really cool journey?
Right.
And so it's just an honor to get to play with women and to support. I see myself in every woman that writes me or that has a question. I can see how that's part of my journey as well.
Uh-huh.
And right now, we need support. We need role models. We need community.
Mm.
And so I'm doing my best to create ways to hold containers for women to do their healing, and also connecting with other women that are holding credible containers.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel like it's me. I'm doing this. There's a whole big revolution happening, and I'm one part of that. Warrior Goddess Training is one part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many other women that are doing incredible work. And that was my prayer. When I wrote Warrior Goddess, my prayer was, I want to be able to hook up with any woman around the world and create something groovy.
That's great.
I know, and it's happening. There's a dear friend of mine, Kelly, who I haven't even met yet, but I love her, who has Women for One, this beautiful website called Women for One. She's out of Seattle. And we had a conversation. It was like immediate, I love you. Oh, my God, we're on the same page. And she just featured me on her website. And she has women in Australia, Egypt, all over the world. And so we're helping each other in the transformation that we're all doing.
So, you know, I know that being raised in this culture, I was taught on a subtle level, at the very least, to be competitive with other women. And what you're talking about is turning away from that and joining together.
Yes. And I sometimes have to breathe through my old competitiveness. It still comes up sometimes.
Right.
And I'm learning how that doesn't serve any of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old model. And the new model's around really cooperating, supporting each other, celebrating each other's successes, giving each other a hand. Now, I was giggling. I did a webcast about 2 months ago, and that was the launch of this youth program that I was doing, and I built up to it, and there was this one day. And I saw online that there's another program called Feminine Power, beautiful program, that was doing the exact same, their launch webcast, the same time, the same date. And my first response was, oh, no, are you kidding? Like, but this is my day. Like, this is Warrior Goddess Day. And then I just had to let go. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is perfect. Like, women are getting healed. Who cares where they're getting healed?
Right.
And there's an abundance. Yay!
And who knows, maybe on an energetic level, as an energy healer, I often think in terms of the energetics, maybe having multiple people focusing on that same kind of thing creates a more powerful shift for the planet.
Exactly.
And how cool is it to be part of that?
To be on the team.
Yes.
And to be on the transformation team. And we all are.
Yes.
When we just step and claim that and say, I'm with the team of transformation. And there isn't one of us that's going to create the change. That's the old ego paradigm. I will save the world.
Right.
We're all going to save the world.
Yeah. Well,
by starting with ourselves.
I am so grateful that you have written this book, Heather Ash. I'm so grateful that you've joined us today on this program. I encourage all the listeners, if you get a chance to go see Heather Ash in person, do. I've seen her before, and she's fabulous in person as well. And I look forward to giving you a hug when you come into Seattle.
Wonderful. I look forward to that too, Christine. Thank you so much. It was a wonderful show.
Thank you. And thank you, listeners, for joining us here today. You know, the show is about stepping into power and transforming yourselves and hence the world. Thanks again. Hope to talk to you next week.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. Let me introduce you to my friends at Galeos Dressings and Marinades. In 1996, in Newport Beach, California, chefs Andre and Gordana, both schooled in European traditions, created the most incredible dressings and marinades. But they're not just dressings and marinades. Think about this. What if you could buy a dressing and a marinade that was low in fat, low in sugar, and by the way, had all of the juicy ingredients, no MSGs, no gluten, GMO-free, no artificial flavors, no colors or preservatives? Isn't it amazing? It's almost too good to be true. But find out for yourself. Go to galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com. And check out all of the dressings, all of the marinades, and order online for getting yourself free shipping. Or ask for the dressings at your local grocery store. It is an incredible way to kick off this fall season.
What does a dentist of the year get? A little plaque. Welcome to Smile Big, where we offer cosmetic, restorative, and preventative dentistry. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Abdenard work hard every day for their clients to be happy to smile with the latest equipment for complete smile restoration for anyone. The sooner you call, the sooner they can help. Call 425-454-4040 or email scheduling@smilebig.com. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
On
the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.